next on the 5 o'clock report.
We're now in a new moment in this pandemic.
It's simply not fair.
It's one of the few things federal government has done right.
Why is that the hill to die on?
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The Easter basket will cost more this year.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Tension at the top. Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. New intelligence suggests Russia's ruler felt betrayed by his generals who are carrying out his orders in Ukraine. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy gets us started.
The U.S. believes Vladimir Putin has felt misled by his own military. The U.S. analysis concludes Putin's advisors are too afraid to tell him the truth about his military's performance in Ukraine.
Despite Putin's promise to rein in Russian rockets, the aerial assault continued today in Ukraine. Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
They're not withdrawing. They're simply regrouping.
Reporter Alex Hogan says the shelling resumed in and around Kyiv as Moscow tries to gain a foothold in other parts of Ukraine.
Russian forces are hammering eastern cities as well, like Mariupol, pushing toward Odessa to cut Ukraine off from the Black Sea.
The UN's Alex Munt says this war has caused 4 million refugees to flee Ukraine.
It's hard to describe what 4 million people totally traumatized by war looks like or feels like and what it means for their future when 6 weeks ago they were living a completely normal life and now they're completely uprooted.
President Biden pledged $500 million in additional U.S. aid for Ukraine during a 55-minute phone call today with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Biden spoke today about the war on COVID. He said before getting his second booster shot,
we're now in a new moment in this pandemic. Does not mean that COVID-19 is over. It means that COVID-19 no longer controls our lives. That's what it means.
Pandemic point man Anthony Fauci fears COVID complacency has gripped the country, and we need to prepare ourselves for the very real possibility of more COVID restrictions.
We should be prepared and flexible enough to pivot towards going back at least temporarily to a more rigid type of a restriction, such as requiring masks indoor.
Navy Admiral Dr. Brett Giroir.
We have vaccine immunity. We have natural immunity. We have antibodies. We have oral drugs. And we're in a really good place. Most Americans have immunity. So we should not be talking about that. Secondly, we now know in retrospect that mandates really don't work.
Giroir says the latest Omicron subvariant is contagious, but it's not nearly as lethal as the original. A key Republican said today she will vote to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I decided that she had the qualifications, the experience, and the credentials that we require of a Supreme Court justice.
Susan Collins of Maine, the first Republican to endorse the candidate who's expected to win confirmation next week. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey today signed a pro-life law. It bans abortions after 15 weeks. Doctors who violate the law could be charged with a felony and lose their license. Legal challenges are expected. Oklahoma has become the latest state to ban biological boys from playing girls' sports.
Girls should compete against girls. Boys should compete against boys. That's all this bill says.
Governor Kevin Stitt says the law ensures a level playing field in high school and college athletics.
How is it fair for female track athletes or swimmers who have been training since they were 12 years old to lose in a high school competition to a biological male? It's simply not fair, and it will not happen in the state of Oklahoma.
The measure's called the Save Women's Sports Act. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville wonders why more feminists don't get behind laws like this.
I coached girls basketball in the 1970s, and Title IX just started, and it worked. It's one of the few things that the federal government has done right, and it works. The women rights people came out and fought for it. Well, now, where's that same group?
Pro-family forces up in arms over Disney's disdain for Florida's new parental rights law. Governor DeSantis wonders why the woke world of Disney is so opposed to keeping transgenderism out of the classroom.
Why is the hill to die on to have transgenderism injected into kindergarten classrooms? Why is that the hill to die on?
Disney executives are railing against new rules in Florida that keep gender identity and sexual orientation discussions out of the classroom up until the fourth grade.
It's just completely taken over, as so many corporations, so many companies are, by just this woke ideology.
technology.
Author Doug Murray.
They really are not focused on what is meant to be their primary job, which is entertainment, innocent entertainment. Instead, they're trying to dedicate themselves to the same boring social justice issues as everything else in America.
Murray says young kids do not need to be indoctrinated with gender ideology. News today about a Hollywood superstar.
Mayday, terrorists have seized the Nakatomi Plaza.
This channel is...
Bruce Willis's family reveals on Instagram he's been diagnosed with aphasia and is stepping away from acting. Aphasia can affect cognitive abilities and is the loss of the ability to understand or express speech. Bruce Willis is 67 years old.
Correspondent Steve Kaif and Hollywood Insiders will be meeting tonight to discuss whether to strip actor Will Smith of his Oscar for slapping comedian Chris Rock during Sunday night's telecast. Fox News contributor Piers Morgan says Will Smith has been down this road before.
I interviewed Jada Pinkett Smith a few years ago at CNN, and Will Smith actually turned up unexpectedly, and he sat in the corner watching. But before the interview started, he came up to me and he said, I didn't know him, never met him before, and he said, Mr. Morgan, don't upset my wife. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Most Hollywood insiders predict that Will Smith will be suspended but not stripped of his Oscar. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, cops shot in Buffalo, why the pileup in Pennsylvania, and Easter costs more this year.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. For tonight, rising temperatures from the 30s and 40s heading into the 50s for some. Any scattered showers will kind of fade away. It'll be mainly cloudy. Tomorrow, breezy, much warmer than it's been. Mostly cloudy, though, with showers. There's a risk of thunder. In fact, there could be a strong thunderstorm later in the day along and east of the I-81 corridor. High temperatures, 60s, the nearest 70. Friday, mostly cloudy, brisk in color, some showers and flurries. High temps, mid-30s, the middle 40s.
All right, Kevin, thank you. I-81 near Pottsville, Pennsylvania, reopened early this morning after being closed for 40 hours due to an 80-car pileup. The National Weather Service did not issue any winter storm warnings until after the accident had already happened. I talked about that today with our weatherman, Kevin Williams.
That is an area where weather radar coverage is poor. Sometimes snow squalls, because they don't tower high in the atmosphere, can fly under the radar. I don't see any blame on the Weather Service. What happened with the squall was a brief sunburst of snow. Poor visibility comes up in a hurry, and you have this terrible tragedy. It's not the first, sadly, that's happened in that part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah, you mentioned it flew under the radar. We don't mean to be coy with our terminology, but that's exactly what happened. It didn't show up on radar. Why is that?
It didn't show up as well. We were tracking it because it affected, that squall started over Lake Ontario, so we watched it move south over time. But what happens is, because of the curvature of the Earth, the radar beam gets higher into the sky. Snow squalls were not very high in the atmosphere, generally under 10,000 feet. The radar beam can literally shoot over the top of it and not actually represent what's happening at the ground level.
Yeah, and a lot of blame here. I know folks that know that highway, you probably know it well, I-81 there near Pottsville. Not a lot of room for error there. I mean, there's not a lot of shoulder, and if you do run into something like that, there's no way to avoid that kind of a thing,
right,
correct?
Right, it's an area, unfortunately, it's just a tough piece of pavement. And in this case, it was just a perfect storm. It came up extremely suddenly. It only produced an inch of snow or so. But it was the timing and the effect and the suddenness that were everything.
The tow truck operators that first responded there said they'd never seen anything like that crash site.
Yeah, to see that video is just horrendous. You know, there's car after car, truck after truck just plowing into each other. The sounds were just so disturbing of metal on metal and just terrible.
Six deaths were reported from that massive wreck there, which happened Monday in Schuylkill County. Three Buffalo cops shot last night during a wild police chase all across the Queen City. It started with a traffic stop.
2739 Bailey, officer shot.
The suspects then took off and a high-speed chase ensued. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
We are very fortunate that no members of the public were struck by gunfire. There are two suspects in custody. This was a very brazen situation.
Erie County DA John Flynn says the crime scene encompasses several locations in Buffalo.
I don't think in 5 years I have ever
got in front of the microphone before the arraignment. This is obviously a very different situation. This is a serious situation where we have three police officers shot.
None of the officer injuries were life-threatening. The union representing New York corrections officers calling on the state to postpone a new law that takes effect Friday. That law makes it harder for prison guards to isolate violent criminals.
We really lose the ability to keep the most violent inmates under strict security protocols.
Union Rep Chris Moreau says the law is unnecessary. And he thinks lawmakers who passed it are misinformed.
They should probably spend some time working beside my brothers and sisters in blue, because solitary confinement doesn't even exist in New York. It never has.
Moreau says morale has never been so low for prison employees.
People are leaving the department. They don't want to come home to their children with bruises and cuts on their faces anymore. To them, it's not worth it.
Last year, there was a record number of inmate attacks on prison guards, despite a significantly smaller inmate population in New York. Legislation to jumpstart Pennsylvania's natural gas industry in the pipeline in Harrisburg. Advocates say the energy crisis caused by Russia's war in Ukraine has necessitated action. Among the proposals, allowing more gas drilling in state forests, construction of liquefied natural gas terminal in Philadelphia, and new pipelines to carry Pennsylvania gas to other states. No state other than Texas has as much natural gas under its feet as does Pennsylvania. A new truck driving apprenticeship program is up and running in the Harrisburg area. Its aim is to help fill a nationwide shortage of truck drivers.
The program at a facility about 15 miles southwest of Harrisburg will be a driving academy and will offer apprentice drivers 4 weeks of classroom instruction and behind-the-wheel training with an experienced instructor. The hope is that the outcome will be skilled drivers that will help fill job shortages in the trucking industry and trucks on the road to help address supply chain issues. The academy is tuition-free, and students are paid to earn their commercial driver's license as they drive through the program. Brian Querry, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brian. Easter will cost you more this year. Experts say a supply chain crunch and record inflation will hit your bunny basket hard.
Prices are going up with candy, no doubt about that. And then there's supply shortages with regard to candy. We have about 20% less candy assortment for Easter this year than last year. The Easter basket will definitely cost more this year.
Not just your Easter basket. Mark Griffin at B&R Stores says that Easter feast will also put a dent in your wallet. Ham costs up 17% from a year ago. Eggs are costing a whopping 71% more than this time last year. Your nightly market report is next. It's brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti has the closing numbers from Wall Street.
Stocks were down today as investors are reacting in part to new economic data. Job openings data shows that the labor market is still facing a shortage. Consumer one-year inflation expectations came in at an all-time high of 7.9%, which demonstrates that Americans are concerned over elevated inflation. The Dow today was down 65 points, the NASDAQ lost 177, and the S&P 500 fell 29. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you kindly, Dave. You're plugged in to the 5 o'clock report, a midweek edition on Family Life.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. I am Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Jeremiah 29:11 is a comfort to those who fear the uncertainty of the future. We can be confident knowing that God is our true source of hope. God promises to meet our needs, and He always keeps His promises. In Philippians 4:6, Paul gives us a prescription for confidence. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." In earnest prayer, ask God to align your will with His, and He will give you peace. Soon, your fear of the future will be a thing of the past. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit MoneyWise.org.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, we'll tell you about the flamingo that flew the coop. But first this.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. For tonight, rising temperatures from the 30s and 40s heading into the 50s for some. Any scattered showers will kind of fade away. It'll be mainly cloudy. Tomorrow, breezy, much warmer than it's been. Mostly cloudy, though, with showers. There's a risk of thunder. In fact, there could be a strong thunderstorm later in the day along and east of the I-81 corridor. High temperature 60s to near 70. Friday, mostly cloudy, brisk in color, some showers and flurries. High temps, mid-30s to the middle 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally, five after 17 years on the lam, a flamingo that escaped from a zoo in Kansas has finally been tracked down. Trey Thomas has the story.
Flamingo number 492 made a break from the Sedgwick County Zoo as a storm moved through back in June of 2005. According to reporting from the Wichita Eagle, number 492 and another African flamingo split up after their escape, with one heading up north and the other traveling to the Texas coast, which is where the missing bird was recently spotted by Parks and Wildlife officials. I'm Trey Thomas.
All right, 17 years, a long time. Thanks, Trey. That's our World Wednesday, the 30th of March. I'm Bob Price. Family Life News.